Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Canterbury Retail India Limited Q3 and nine months FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Marathon Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Before we begin, there's a brief disclaimer. The presentation, which Canterbury Retail India Limited has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website, including the discussions during this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning Canterbury Retail India Limited business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual results could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. With this, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Bansal, CMD, Canterbury Retail India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Canterbury Retail India Limited, I welcome everyone to the quarter three and nine month FY25 earnings conference call of the company. Joining me on this call is Mr. Deepak Bansal, Whole-time Director, Mr. Basant Goyal, Whole-time Director, Mr. Surendran Nigam, CFO, Ms. Poonam Chahal, CS, and Marathon Capital, our investor relations advisor. I hope everyone had an opportunity to look at our results. The presentation and result release have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and our company website. We are pleased to report a historical quarterly performance for Q3 FY25, setting various benchmarks. The record SSG of 17.7% achieved during the quarter reflects the robustness of our brand. The achievement of a historical high in quarterly revenue and PAT, despite a challenging market environment, is a testament of our customer-centric approach and its potential for sustained growth and market leadership. The government's strategy to boost consumer demand through direct tax cuts, rate cuts by RBI, is anticipated to produce desirable results and overall revival in consumer sentiment, is expected to benefit companies in the retail sector. We are committed to capitalize on these emerging opportunities and solidifying our position as a leader in the fashion apparel sector. Let me conclude by reiterating our key focus area: improving SSG, increasing retail presence, improving efficiencies. I now hand over the call to Mr. Surendran Nigam for giving update on the financial and operational performance for the quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, and a warm welcome to everyone. Coming to the financials, its standalone performance highlights for Q3 FY25: revenue from operations. For Q3, revenue for financial year Q3 FY25 grew by 28% to 223 crore as compared to 174.5 crores in Q3 FY24. EBITDA for Q3 FY25 grew by 28% to 72.5 crore as compared to 53.9 crores in Q3 FY24. EBITDA margin for Q3 FY25 stood at 32.5% as compared to 30.9% in Q3 FY24. PAT for quarter three FY25 grew by 43% to 34.4 crores as compared to 24.1 crores in Q3 FY24. PAT margin for Q3 FY25 stood at 15.4% as compared to 13.8% in Q3 FY24. Standalone performance highlights for nine months FY25: revenue from operations for nine months FY25 grew by 19% to 502 crores as compared to 421.3 crores in nine months FY24. EBITDA for 9 months FY25 grew by 24% to 146.4 crores as compared to 117.9 crores in 9 months FY24. EBITDA margin for 9 months FY25 stood at 23.2% as compared to 28% in 9 months FY24. PAT for 9 months FY25 grew by 19% to 52.3 crores as compared to 43.9 crores in 9 months FY24. PAT margin for 9 months FY25 stood at 10.4% as compared to 10.4% in 9 months FY24. On the expansion front, the company accelerated its store expansion strategy by opening 43 stores net during 9 months FY24. The company operates as of 31st of December 576 retail exclusive outlets, out of which 443 stores are company owned and 133 are franchisee stores. The retail area around 7.4 lakh square feet as on 31st December 2024. We may now begin the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Aman Sakhija from Ambit. Please go ahead.
Hi.
Sorry, I have to my... Sir, it's Arnav Sakhija. So go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. So I just wanted to ask, so are we still on track to achieve the earlier growth forecast that we've forecasted to FY25, or have there been any revisions to this?
Sir, your voice is not clear. Can you please be a little loud, please? Hello?
Am I audible?
The question was not clear, actually.
Am I audible now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So my question was that are we still on track to achieve the growth guidance that we've spoken about in previous calls, or have there been any revisions to this?
What I understood is that overall there is any revision on the quarter annual target. What the question is?
Yes. Yes, that's the question.
So yes, there is no revision in the annual targets. So the outstanding number of Q3 reflects our point, and overall the growth what we predicted earlier as far as last year concerned, about 18 to 20%, that has been there in terms of overall revenue targets.
Okay, thank you. And so just one more question. So of the 20 new stores that we've opened this quarter, are some of these specifically ladies and kids stores, or is it, what is the mix of that? Are some men's wear stores?
So we opened like 2 ladies and kids stores in there. In the total, we opened 26 stores. So 6 were the closure. So net open store were 20 stores. So, but I'm thinking about the 26 stores we opened. So in these 26 stores, 7 are the men's stores. Men's and ladies are the 10 stores. Ladies and kids are the 2 stores. 6 are the family stores, and 1 is exclusive lady store.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Rajesh Sharma from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening and congratulations on the set of numbers.
A little louder, please.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yeah.
Slightly better.
So I just have 2 questions. So for Q3, our EBITDA margins were 32.5, and for the 9 months, we had a 29.2% margin, whereas 26.4 was there in FY24.
Right.
Can we consider that we will be able to achieve our earlier EBITDA margins, which was within the range of 29 to 30, which we used to achieve in FY22 and around 23?
Yes. Absolutely, as we say, we are perfectly hopeful. What the numbers have been achieved in FY23, that is 30% of the EBITDA margin. Last year slightly dip was there, but very confident that probably this year we will be near to that EBITDA margin, which will be 28% to 30%.
Okay, okay. And how are we seeing the current season Q4 and the revenue guidance for the next 2 years?
So our Q3 number for SSG was 17%, and our SSG for the 3 quarters come to be now around 6.4% now, and we hope to maintain the same kind of SSG in the Q4. So we will be closing the this year with the around 5% to 6% SSG for the whole year. So demand side is good in the Q4 also, and we will be closing with the numbers we have expected.
Okay, and that's all from my side. And sorry, last question. How many store additions are we considering this year in this Q4?
So Q4, we are planning that new store addition may be something like 28-29 stores. So in the whole year, we expect to be like doing 70-72 new stores, net new stores.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhargav from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, team, and congratulations for a great set of numbers.
Thank you, Bhargavi.
Yeah, so my first question is that what is the inventory days as on December now?
Which base, Bhargavi? Sorry, inventory days?
Inventory.
Yes, yes. So overall, my inventory as on the balance sheet date, FG is 250 crore to be the precise, 249 CR, because my this inventory is slightly on a higher size due to winter. So overall inventory days as of now is approximately 120 days. But overall target is same. I'm very sure we are closing approximately 150 days by the end of the financial year.
So ye December ka hi bata rahe ho na, sir?
मैं आपको जो एब्सोल्यूट फिगर बताई वो मैंने दिसंबर की बताई बात होगी आपको
अच्छा 250 करोड़
हाँ जी एफजी बिकॉज टिकट साइज इज हाई ना ऑल विंटर इन्वेंट्री ऑफ दिसंबर इज पाइल्ड अप बट ओवरऑल 115 डेज इज द टारगेट एंड वी आर वेरी श्योर वी आर क्लोजिंग अप्रोक्सीमेटली दैट नंबर ओनली
एंड आई डू एक्सपेक्ट टू एंड दिस इन मार्च ये जो इन्वेंट्री है वो
सॉरी मार्च
मार्च 25 तक एनी गाइडेंस ऑन द इन्वेंटरी व्हाट इज
सर 115 डेज के आसपास रहेगी अपनी एफजी की इन्वेंटरी दैट्स द टारगेट 7 मतलब यू से 18-20% ग्रोथ के हिसाब से प्रोबब्ली 249 एफजी एज ऑफ नाउ वी आर ट्रैवलिंग इट वुड बी रिड्यूस अप्रोक्सीमेटली 15 टू 20 करोड़ बाय द एंड ऑफ द फाइनेंशियल ईयर वुड विल बी अप्रोक्सीमेटली 115 डेज ऑफ माय ओवरऑल एनुअल टारगेट
एंड इज इट पॉसिबल टू शेयर व्हाट हैज बीन द ऑपरेटिंग कैश फ्लो पोस्ट वर्किंग कैपिटल इन 9 मंथ
My operating cash flow for the 9 months.
Yes, December ending.
Operating cash flow or free cash flow, Bhargavji? I'm not, sorry?
Whatever is ready, sir. I'm okay with it.
Operating, we can take it separately, Bhargavji. However, my operating cash flow for the 9 months is still on a better than EBITDA, which is approximately 90 plus CR from the operations only.
And this is post working capital, right?
After netting off the working capital, including Ind AS number, I am giving you the numbers what we have been presented.
And in terms of number of stores doing more than 1 crore, is it possible to share what is the number?
Right now, Bhargavji, it's not ready made, but the earlier guidance was same. However, I can take it separately with you, sir.
Great, sir, and super execution and all the very best.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Congratulations on a great set of results, sir. So just I was hoping that if we could, give a guidance for how the next 2 years will pan out for us, sir.
So overall, we are targeting to have a same store sales growth always been important. So we are very sure we are be delivering the 5-6 what the earlier guidance is there. There is no change in the budget, no change in the guidance. Going forward, same 16-18-19% of the total growth, this 6-7%, 5% approximately on the same store sales growth. The same guidance, the overall team is working on the same guidance.
Okay, so 18-20% for like overall revenue for the upcoming
year. Yes, correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. And if in that we'll be able to maintain our EBITDA margin, sir?
Should be better off. Just as been earlier question is asked, we have set our benchmark as a highest one for the FY23. So this year probably we are closing that, and definitely we are going to maintain that margin.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's helpful, sir. And sir, just want to know currently, like, how do you see the industry currently panning out? Are there, you know, any lower demand or, you know, anything on ground, you know, anything you could see that's, you know, changing or some shift is happening that would, you know, you could tell us, sir, or how is the, you know, consumer sentiment on the ground?
Consumer sentiments are good. In Q3 also, we noticed the consumer sentiments were upbound. So in Q4 also, we are hopeful that the numbers will be as per the guidance and as per the expectations. And winter season also going well, batting season also going well. There are a number of battings this quarter. So numbers will be as per the expectations in Q4.
Oh, okay, okay. Fair enough. So yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, how many stores are you planning to open in the next 2 years?
So we are planning to open 75 new stores every year. So if we combine the 2 years, so we will be planning to open 150 new stores.
All right, got the answer. That was it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Lana Varun Thakkar from Fire Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Sir, I just had a question about the store economics. You have just opened about 26 new stores this quarter. Wanted to know what are the peak revenue numbers that you are looking to achieve from these stores, and what is the usual payback period for such stores?
Correct. So, considering the investment what we are making in a new stores, because earlier we also we are now opening slightly bigger stores. So the number for the 9 months for opening the store size is approximately 700 plus, 726 exactly, 1700, sorry, 1700 plus. So if I'll keep it 1700 plus, and my capex cost is coming approximately 1700 to 1800 rupees per square foot. And at the same time, we have approximately 22 to 2400 rupees of the investment in my inventory. So broadly, overall, approximately 4500, approximately, we are investing in opening one COCO store. And considering the maturity of the stores, because my second year, approximately 120 lakhs is my average revenue for the store, which in the bigger store is slightly more. So that has been coming in the second year, you can say maturity. So on these basis of competition, approximately 2 to 2.5 years is the payback period, average payback period for the stores.
Is it the same for the franchisee-owned stores?
Franchisee-owned stores, there's not much opening now because companies' sizes are bigger. So we are mostly opening the company-owned stores. So on net basis, only 2 stores being opened in the franchisee. So franchisee viability slightly on a push, they are, as per our calculation, getting the payback period approximately 3 to 3.5 years.
All right. And just wanted a guidance about the overall operating margins. Do you think this high base is achievable, or are we going to be looking at a 25 to 26% on a long-term basis?
So as I just said, our benchmark had been set and we are targeting those number only. So going forward, my gross margin is to be maintained. This quarter, if you have seen, we have delivered better gross margin by 1%.
So when we are maintaining approximately 56 to 57% of the gross margin, we will come back to 28 to 30% of the EBITDA margin and in 10 to 11% of the PAT margin. And these are the numbers, sustainable long-term numbers. It should be better off, but for next two financial years, we are being targeting those numbers.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Neil Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good evening. Congratulations on good set of numbers. Just a follow-up question to an answer which you just gave. Any particular recalibration or strategy leading to this margin expansion on the gross margin front or EBITDA margin?
Nothing like this. Sir, there is, we are mostly at the company who are working on the basics and KPIs. So there is no change, no this one. So these are the margins slightly because the cost is fixed in nature. The more we are getting the better same store sales growth, the EBITDA margin is definitely going to improve, which we are reflecting in our results as well. So overall guidance, it says there is no much changes in the margins and the strategy as well.
What I meant was also on the gross margin, as you rightly mentioned, about 100 bps expansion. Was this on account of any composition changes in merchandise or anything specifically? Or was it only this quarter specific?
So if you have seen, there is a slight percentage increase in our ASP, which is probably there's a slight correction on the prices. So basically those are the reasons, 60 to 61% only 1%. So broadly, these are the numbers is going to be maintained.
And sir, sorry, at the cost of repetition, just reconfirming, what is the new store targets which you are planning to open in FY26?
FY26, so this year, as of now, we are opening approximately 75 stores, 70 to 75 stores this financial year. Going forward, 72 in between 70 to 80 stores is the target.
And this and all will be COCO-driven predominantly?
Majorly it would be COCO-driven.
And indicative relative capex would be how much broadly?
So as I just said, approximately 1700 square feet is my area going forward as well, which is having approximately 1700 to 1800 rupees per square feet of the capex. So on this basis, if you say approximately 20 CR in terms of store expansion capex is going forward.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much and congrats on
that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Rajesh Sharma for Manan Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So I have a couple of questions. So I wanted to ask, what would be your revenue category-wise, men, women, kids, and the accessories?
So by men's category revenue is 81%. Ladies category is 12%. Kits and accessory both are 4%.
Okay, and in the South India, we have our presence is almost negligible. And do we have any further plans of increasing our footprint over there?
Not in the near future. It's not right in the next year, but next year we are planning to go to South India.
Okay, and so regarding the new stores that we are opening, what would be the average store size?
Average store size is 1700 square feet plus.
Okay, and would we also looking at opening larger stores, more than 2000 square feet, something like that?
So we are opening larger store also. So some stores are below 1700 and some are above 1700. So the stores which are above 1700 naturally in the range of 2000 to 2500 square feet.
Okay. The last question. So how would be financing the opening of these new stores? Would there be any spike in borrowings or would we have sufficient internal accruals for this?
We have sufficient internal accruals, so we are not planning to take any debt for funding the expansion. It can be easily funded through the internal accruals.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Zain of Palash from Nuama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, you mentioned about opening the large size store. So would all the stores that you would be opening are large size now? or there would be smaller size stores there also?
Smaller size stores are also there. So we average store size is 1700 square feet. And average company average is 1276 square feet is company average, but the new store average is 1700 square feet which we are opening. So this is a mixed stores. The new store which are coming, they are smaller in size also, but predominantly are bigger in size.
Okay. And so a lot of value retail players have been growing very aggressively and posting very strong number. So, like, would you consider them as your competition, or it's a totally different category for you? What are your thoughts on this?
It's a totally different category because ASP of the value brand is around 500 rupees, and we are working on the average selling price of 1100 rupees. So our ASP is almost double what those people are selling. So we consider our to be into the mid-premium segment, and the brands which have an ASP of 500 rupees are in the value segment. So customer profile, customer targeting is different.
So sir, which, like, who do you consider your competition?
Competition, if you consider the direct competition, then it's like Peter England brand is there, who has a very similar kind of the ASP.
And sir, do you track the data about how they are going, or are you gaining any market share? If you could throw some light on this, how the competitors are growing and how we are growing.
Market share is easily trackable in the FMCG industry, but in the garment industry, the market share is not easily trackable because there is an unorganized sector also. So it's tough to say about the market share.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you for your answers and all the upcoming
questions. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Madhurati from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand.
Madhur, sorry, you're not audible.
So, is my audio better right now?
No.
Hello, Madhur?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I wanted to understand, do we have plans to open some new stores or some new brands in this, the 1100, 1200, the value kind of segment going forward, or are we planning to stick with Canterville for right now?
Sir, the brand Canterville established in 2000. It is in 2025, it is brand Canterville. It is going forward only brand Canterville. We are, as just Deepakji said, we are operating in a particular ASP. So there is no, we are not opening any value kind of competition, nothing like that. It is only Canterville, tha hai aur rahega.
Okay, sir, so what I wanted to understand was, right now our stores are performing very well, but sooner or later you see some kind of brand fatigue in the clothing kind of segment where some of our competitors have faced it as well. So I wanted to understand that going forward, are we trying to at least protect our turf as well as create something new which will extend this our brand presence and competitive advantage going forward? So I wanted to understand on that front.
Okay. So once again, so these, as I just explained, there is a segment, right? So we are positioning ourselves as a mid-premium segment. There is a mid segment, value segment, as just Deepakji said. There is a segment of having 400 to 500 rupees of ASP. Then there is another segment which are having 2,000, 2,500 plus segment. Now the largest segment what we are serving is 1200 ASP, which has been followed. So we are there. We have a 45 lakh plus of the customer database through whom we are serving. So this is quite the larger chunk which we are serving. So we are in the same way, same operation. Mix can be there in terms of current fashion, other factors. But overall, the ASP what we are been operating, that would have been there, right? And the, as the competition side, as you just mentioned, there is a difficult because Canterville is such a brand. Now, any brand you should take, one may be in a very good in the formal, few brands is very good in the segment. Within one roof, hardly you will find in any brand who will be serving such much of huge deep range in terms of whether it's a formal, whether it's a casual. So we are operating in our segment, and it's a mid-premium segment where we are operating. And going forward also, the same segment will be maintained.
Okay, sir. I wanted to understand on the mid premium segment only. Do we plan to do some expansion brands or something else for that front?
No, we are not planning to acquire new brand. We will be going with our own brand.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Line of Lovish from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the great set of numbers. My first question is regarding the SSG that we have reported. What is the reason behind such a drastic improvement? Because earlier we were lagging and now it's a sudden improvement, and then we are also forecasting that it will settle down around at 5-6%. So what's the reason behind why it's increased drastically in 3Q?
Major reason is the wedding dates. There were large number of wedding dates this time as compared to the last year. And in summer time also there were not much weddings. So there was the accumulation of the weddings in the Q3. And so there was a great uptick in the demand. So this is the major reason for the growth, same store sales growth. Simultaneously, we have made good changes in our new collection also. So new collection picked up very well this time. And these two reasons combined made the good SSG.
Got it. But we expect the SSG to come down. So why are we expecting it? Because there is a sudden improvement. So can it sustain at these high levels or will it come down to around 4-5%?
So our yearly SSG now is 6.4%. So we expect the same kind of number between 5-6 for the yearly figure.
Got it. My second question is that you mentioned that you closed 6 stores in 3Q. Now, if I remember correctly, you had closed only 4 stores in FY24. So what's the reason behind the increase in store closures this quarter?
So earlier when we were talking about 4 number, that year also it was the 8 closures, 4 were relocations and 4 were the closures. So out of this total number, 7 total till now, 12 stores approximately has been closed, 7 was reclosure and 6 was the relocation and 6 was the closure. So net closure, if I'll say for 9 months, is 6 only.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Arpan Rathod from Insight Advisory. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a very good set of number. I have a couple of follow-up questions from what my other from other have already asked. First is you mentioned that the men segment would be around 81% and balance is ladies, kids and accessories. So there seems to be a huge opportunity to expand on ladies and kids wear, and especially when kids wear segment and ladies wear segment, there are no credible brands available. So what is our strategy towards capitalizing on that gap, and capture that market share by giving a credible Cantabile, say, kids section or a Cantabile women section? Any strategy or any thoughts towards that? That was my first question.
So right now we are opening around the store size of 1700 square feet. And the company's average store size is 1276 square feet. So larger stores have a collection of kids and ladies with them. And we are also opening ladies and kids exclusive stores. So we have right now around 50 ladies and kids exclusive stores. So the ladies and kids exclusive store, we also plan to open around 15 to 18 stores every year. So definitely the contribution of the ladies and the kids category is going to increase in future because we are opening bigger stores, family stores and the ladies and kids exclusive stores as well.
So incrementally we can assume that there would be a gradual shift, say maybe 2-3% more towards kids and ladies year on year basis?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Second question was on inventory provisioning. So what is our policy towards slow moving inventory? Do we take routine quarterly provision? How does it work?
So sir, we are having policy of provisioning, a strong policy. There are three kinds of category of the merchandise. Number one, what we are keeping our fresh store. So 1.5 year is broadly 1 year and 1.5 year, because we are almost keeping two seasons as well at the store. So 1.5 year is there in the store, 1.5 year to 3 years, and more than 3 years. Right. Then we have a super factory outlet. So we are making 100% provisioning for super factory outlet or any defective or something random material is there. Clear policy. Then anything above 3%, which is hardly 3-4%, 50% more than 3 years, we are making the provisioning. And 1.5 to 3 years, we started making a provisioning of 10%. So up to 1.5 years, no provisioning, all is still 1.5 to 3 years, 10% provisioning. More than 3 years, 50% provisioning, super factory outlet, 100% provisioning.
Okay. Another question is on, considering, we come under the discounted model, our stores are always, there is a discount which is offered. And alongside, there is this end of season sale, which this time around it started a little early, or the announcement started a little early. So it started from Q3, end Q3, and it's currently going on. Plus we have competition from the likes of, say, V-Mart, V2, Bazaar, Style Bazaar and all. So will it have an impact in, say, for quarter four?
No, considering the prices of the V2, V-Mart and the value formats, we are not into the competition with them, because our ASP is around 1100 rupees and then their ASP is quite less compared to us. And the EOSS period starts in December only, and by January only the discount percentage tend to increase, because we have this Lodi and the Republic Day festivals that time. So a discounting and bundle offers are the same what we were offering last year, and this year also the same kind of offers are there. So that's why gross margins are maintained. So similar things we plan to go in the next year as well.
Okay. And my last question is more to do with manufacturing capacity. Two questions to that. Are we planning to add more capacities? And secondly, because of the Bangladesh crisis, wherein the manufacturing of has been impacted, especially garments, do we see any opportunity in terms of export, considering that we have our own manufacturing facility? And similar question then, are we planning to open up stores overseas? Neighboring countries.
So, as far as manufacturing is concerned, we have a state-of-the-art manufacturing plant is in our Bahadurgarh, which has a capacity of producing 15 lakh garment, right? And through our own fabricator, is like our own manufacturing, we are supplying 60% of our requirement through own factory as well as fabrication. And balance 40% is obviously FOB side, right? So my existing factory of 15 lakhs can go up to 18 lakhs. So there is no plan of establishing another factory. However, through the job work, these supplies is to be filled. So overall, going forward also, 60% of my supplies is to be maintained by factory as well as my fabricator, and 40% FOB from Ludhiana and accessories is to be there. So this is the plan as of now, and going forward will be maintained. As far as Bangladesh manufacturing is concerned, we have not been emphasizing much on this as of now. Our requirement is being done indigenous only. And yes, as far as expansion fund, we have a 2 stores in Nepal as well. So going forward, any of the good opportunity, we are going to explore.
That's it from my side. I'll join back with you and hope the great show continues. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Shri Ranjana Mittal from Ratnatra Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the great set of numbers. I just had one question. So you mentioned that the wedding, because of higher number of wedding dates also, the same store sales growth was a little bit on the higher side. So I just wanted to understand what portion of our business gets impacted. I'm guessing it's the suits part of the segment, right? So as a percentage of sales, what would be that portion which gets impacted due to higher wedding dates?
So suit, blazer and waistcoat constitute 15% of the total sales. But there is uptick in demand in shirts also during the wedding season, because that make only a combo with the blazers and the suits and the waistcoat. So at the gross level, you can say 20% of the revenue is directly linked to the wedding wear.
Understood. Very helpful. Thank you so much. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thanks, Shreya. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Varun from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Hajan. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to check, you had you gave the store split number, right? So I'm sorry if I didn't get it right. We opened 20 stores in this quarter, right? So
right.
Can you give me the split of what were menswear, womenswear and family stores?
So out of this 20 is a net number out of 26, because 3 has been relocated and 3 has been closed, as I just said. So 26 bifurcation is men's store was 7. Men's and ladies was 10. Ladies and kids was exclusive 2. And the family stores was 6, you can say. So this was the bifurcation.
Okay. Okay. And how are we seeing this trending going forward? In the last 9 months, how have we done, first of all?
Sorry, your question. Can you please come back to the question again?
In the 9 months, we've opened 43 stores, right? So what has been the split? Yeah.
But out of total stores opened in 9 months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can write 17 stores were the men's stores, right, yeah. Sir? And yeah. 20 was the ladies and men's stores.
Okay.
And the balance were ladies and kids. So you can take ladies and kids stores are 9. And the balance of the family stores.
Okay, got it. All right, and we'll see the split changing going forward.
Same thing we told. So wherever the overall we are opening the bigger stores, but where the good properties are smaller, like if you say Maharashtra, there is not a much bigger size available. So men's store mainly we are opening, and overall target is to maintain slightly on a bigger stores, plus exclusive ladies and kids stores.
All right, and when we relocate these stores, is there any kind of cost that we incur?
Which one, sorry?
Suppose we've relocated some stores, right? So is there a cost that we incur on relocating?
Yes. What does the relocation mean? Since we are having 9 years of lease period, now we have 600 stores, so every month couple of stores to be renewed. So if we are getting any better opportunity and the nearby store, so we close that store and open the nearby. So that is being considered as a relocation.
Because okay, so
capex is required. Yeah, capex is required in new relocation store sensors mostly.
Okay, so is that accounted for when we say we'll be doing around 40-45 crores of capex in the next 2 years?
Sorry, come back. Capex in relocated stores?
Yeah. Is that accounted for in the recent capex target?
Because my old store has been closed and nearby we are relocating the store. It's a new store. It's a new store being treated. So everything is new.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. So this is accounted for, right? That's
capex is accounted for. Everything. Capex, inventory, everything is accounted for. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up. Sorry. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask the question. Next follow-up question is from line of Lavesh from Banyan Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. Just continuing on the SSSG topic. I mean, your peers in the apparel retail space have reported much lower numbers. So, I mean, just wanted to understand what are we doing differently to report such high numbers.
So it's majorly about the wedding wear season. So we had a good collection this time for the wedding wear category. And our store locations are also very prime. What we opened last year, we opened this year. So these new stores have contributed really well for the like SSG that we opened last year. So as I told, combination of the wedding dates and our new collection clicked very well. So that's why we are able to achieve good SSG.
just to confirm, what was the number that you mentioned that constitute the revenue as a, from the wedding season?
So 15% of our revenue comes from the suit, blazer and the waistcoat category. But shirts demand also used to increase because any person buying suit or the blazer have to buy shirt along with it. So around 20% we think that wedding wear category contributes in the total sale.
So this is for the full fiscal year or for 3Q only?
This is for the full fiscal.
And in 3Q, how much would it be if you could just...
Q3 it will be much higher. So if a specific number you want, we can email you.
Sure. Okay. And just one last thing, the stores that you mentioned that you had closed, were these men's exclusive stores and then you relocated into ladies stores or family stores? And just give a sense of what, which stores were closed, which are the new stores that you relocated?
This is a mix of stores. So family stores are not into the much closure. Family stores need closing here. Majorly men's or the men's and ladies stores have got closed.
And then those store closures are now leading to more family stores. Is that right?
Yeah, where we are closing, we try to open a bigger store in that locality. So yeah, family stores are getting bigger in number.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Arpan Rathore from Insight Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for speaking again. I just wanted to understand what was the price hike taken during the quarter or during the year?
So if you can see our average price hike for the 9 months, my average ASP has been increased by 1.5%. Average ASP for the 9 months, right? If we are given in the presentation as well. So this is the price. However, my Q3 was ASP was slightly on a higher side. So overall, 2 to 3% is the price impact is here on an average basis.
Okay. And just a few bookkeeping numbers. What was the inventory, debtors and creditors?
So. And if I'm talking about annual inventory debtor and creditor number, and just coming to the inventory, as I just told, 9 month number.
What was that as at 30th September?
31st of December number. My overall FG inventory was 249. However, including my investment in raw material, it is 286. It's my inventory number. However, my trade receivable is 24 CR and my creditor side is 63 CR. These are the exact balance sheet numbers.
Okay. Any scope you see in terms of reduction of inventory?
Yes, as I just told, this is the highest value inventory because of my winter season. Overall, I am expecting to come it down to 115 days, maybe plus minus 1 or 2 days. So it should have been come down from 249 to 230 in terms of SG. My debtors should be maintained at this level. It is not going to increase basically because of e-commerce realization and some B2B. These numbers are there. Otherwise, my trade receivables are not much higher. And my creditors should be not much going to increase because mostly we are operating, you know, maximum as my MSME vendors who are paid on time within 45 days. So it should reduce or to be maintained at this level.
And last question, how much was the online sales for 9 months?
My online sales for the 9 months is approximately 33 CR.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from line of Neil Shah, individual investor. Please go ahead.
So just couple of follow-up questions. You mentioned about the performance in Q3 was predominantly on account of in-season. Just wanted to check how was the performance of the winter wear, because you were saying winter wear inventory was also there contributing to higher inventory. So how was the overall sales performance on the winter wear category for Q3?
So winter wear performed well in the Q3 timing because there was a good onset of the winter. And as I mentioned, there was a great demand in the Q3, so winter wear also picked up very well in that time.
Okay. And a follow-up question to the CapEx question which I asked earlier. Obviously, 40-45 crores you mentioned about the store CapEx. In between, you were also talking about some CapEx on the corporate front, which was the corporate office.
Right.
So where has that reached, and what is the balance CapEx on that front?
So my total CWIP as on date, if we include, total CWIP is approximately 35 crore, which is majorly being captured by this, my new warehousing cum office, right? So for this, it is going to be finished by next 6-8 months, which is required additional CapEx of 15 crore, right? The overall project would be closed in somewhere in between June, July, or maybe August. 15 crore more CapEx has been required. Land has already been capitalized in balance sheet. And this is what the going forward CapEx is required for my new plan, new project.
So basically, a 45 on the storefront plus 15 crore additional for the.
Not 45. It is inclusive of this. My storefront is required approximately 20 crore.
Okay. And the targeted related thing is targeted ROE for the coming year then, basically?
Same. We are coming back to those numbers. So in terms of ROE, probably expecting 24%-25%, and ROC should end up with 36%-38%.
Okay. Congratulations once again, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Deepak for closing comments.
I would like to once again thank you all for joining us on this call today. We hope we have been able to answer your queries. Please feel free to reach out to our CFO or IR team for any clarification or feedback. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Canterbury Retail India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.